The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 70 times in one day, and returns to you 7 times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus says, if your brother wrongs you 7 times in a day and returns to you 7 times saying, I'm sorry, you should forgive him. So Jesus understands to forgive is very difficult. If we are hurt, but Jesus healed our wound. So not necessary waiting for the other people to say sorry, then you are healed. You are healed by Jesus. But even Jesus asked you to do something more. If the one hurt you, say sorry, forgive. Don't take that human. Yes, we have a human being, we are a human being. But we are transformed with His. Jesus promised it. Today, St. Paul says, today is not I live, but Jesus lives in me. So you have to put this idea in our soul, in our heart. The best way is to have the word of the gospel, especially the word of the Lord, into your heart. When times come, it will give you the lights. That's what St. Paul to the Philippians says, shine like lights, see the world. As you hold on to the word of life. So when we live the word of life, then you reflect the love of Jesus in you to for the others. Be joyful if you're persecuted, because you're more Christ-like. Don't complain why to you and not to others. Because Jesus loved you, He gave you to ask you to share part of His suffering for the sake of humanity. So we are the light of the world because we live like Christ. Christ, the one who will offer His whole life, not for Himself, but for the light for the others. So we light the stars to reflect the light of the Word of God, so that people see us, they see Christ in us.